Snappy the alligator wasn't feeling himself lately. His feet felt draggy and his skin felt baggy. His tail wouldn't swish this way and that. And worst of all, his big jaw wouldn't snap. "This is terrible. My jaw hurts, and I can't go hunting. I am just hungry. I need to do something," said Snappy. So Snappy went off in search of food. He walked along the edge of the pond. He scooted up the tall, tall hill. He went through the forest, looking for something small that he could eat. Something like tiny little birds and soft, fuzzy bunnies. When he came to a grocery store, Snappy went inside. He looked at the other shoppers while loading his cart with pudding, peanut butter, pita bread, and popcorn. Snappy, the big, mean, hungry alligator who only liked food that started with the letter P, carried his food back to the forest, back down the hill, back around the pond, until he got to a surprisingly lopsided shack, which is Snappy's house. He built it himself. Snappy the alligator took his food into his tilted shed and stayed inside. What was he doing in there? Was he making crafty plans? Was he roasting innocent forest creatures that he already had stored in his freezer? Had he fallen asleep? In fact, Snappy made himself a peanut butter sandwich like normal people. He was reading a book like normal people. And most of all, he was planning a party like normal people. Snappy knew that most of the other forest animals were afraid of him. He tried to better his reputation with the other animals by showing them he's no threat at all. He decided to have a party and invite all the forest animals to come. He prepared pudding, cubes of cheese, fruits, popcorn, and a big bowl of punch. He washed windows and the porch. He vacuumed the rug. He made goodie bags, which everybody loves, for all his guests. Snappy's party was shaping up to be quite a festival event. Snappy's friends started to come. Soon, all the guests had arrived. They were laughing and dancing. They were eating and drinking. They were having a really good time. To their surprise, one of the guests, the rooster, offered to show everyone how to do a proper chicken dance. All the guests danced with the rooster. While they were dancing, Snappy said to everyone with a big smile, "Does anyone love pudding? I prepared my favorite pudding, and it's really good for you." All the guests ate the pudding, drank the punch, and followed the rooster with the chicken dance. They knew that Snappy was not scary at all. In fact, he was friendly and nice and posed no threat to anyone. "Can we do this more often?" asked one of the guests. "We can share our food and have more parties like this," said the others. So they decided to have a party every week, and their friendship started to grow.